There's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, but the doors for boarding, there's room for all of the loved and lost. So people get ready, there's a train coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, no, you just thank the Lord, yeah. There's a train, it's coming. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to see the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the
Good afternoon. Welcome to our Palm Sunday Passion Sunday weekend as we celebrate today and tomorrow both Palm, the coming of Jesus in triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and also his Passion. So today we recognize both of those realities in our lives and in the world today. So I want to welcome you here this day in sanctuary and online. So today will be a little bit unique. I hope you were able to pick up a palm branch. We'll be using that in a few moments just to remind ourselves of the hosannas that were lifted up when Jesus came in. At the end of service, I will again share with you kind of what's happening this week as we begin our Holy Week celebration. This week, we invite you to come and celebrate with us if you're able each and every day that we're having service. So today we begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, as we prepare ourselves for this week we call holy, a week that we are reminded of your love and grace, a week that we are reminded of your desire to show us the depths of your love by going to a cross on our behalf. Bless us this week as we walk with you, as we experience the very depths of your pain, and also celebrate resurrection of your Son. Bless us this day as we lift our voices in praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of I shall wear than palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory. I shall wear. I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad. He struggled up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden. His strength was almost gone. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. The sun was bending low. He'd overcome the mountain, reached the veil below. He saw the holy city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms. Gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered, as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." The gospel of the Lord.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. Through pillar, court, and temple, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus who had blessed them, clothes folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. From Olivet they followed, mid an exulting crowd, the victor palm branch waving and chanting clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on. scorn that little children should on his bidding wait. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise Him with heart and life and voice, and in His blissful presence eternally rejoice.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for redeeming the world through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Today he entered the holy city in triumph and was proclaimed Messiah and King by those who spread their garments and branches along his way. Bless these branches and those who carry them. Grant us grace to follow our Lord in the way of the cross, so that join in his death and resurrection, we enter into his life with him, through the same Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
From Philippians, the second chapter. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. We transition from shouts of Hosanna to shouts of crucify him as we reflect together on the passion story of Jesus according to the Gospel of Mark. May our hearts be open to the Holy Spirit as we walk with Jesus to the cross and witness his sacrifice. Keep us mindful of your great love, that we may live as your forgiven people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and save. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for.
You will all fall away, For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
Peter turned to Jesus and declared,
Even if all fall away, I'm not.
Jesus answered,
Truly I tell you, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times.
And Peter said,
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
And all the others said the same.
Jesus and the disciples went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
Sit here while I pray.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be distressed and troubled. And Jesus said to them,
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch.
Going a little farther, Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him.
Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will.
Then Jesus returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
Peter, are you sleeping? Couldn't you watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Once more, Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. When Jesus came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, Jesus said to them,
Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
Just as Jesus was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now Judas, the betrayer, had arranged a signal with them.
The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard.
Going at once to Jesus, Judas said,
Rabbi!
And Judas kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus said,
Am I leading a rebellion that you come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scripture must be fulfilled.
Then everyone deserted Jesus and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. One witness stood up and gave this false testimony against Jesus.
We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another not made with hands.
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?
But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. And again the high priest asked Jesus,
Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?
I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then the high priest tore his clothes and asked the Sanhedrin,
Why do you need more witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said,
Prophesy.
And then the guards took Jesus and beat him.
While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. She said to Peter,
You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus.
But Peter denied it and said,
I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about.
Peter went out into the entryway. When the girl servant saw him there, she said again to those standing around,
This fellow is one of them.
Again, Peter denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter,
Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.
Peter began to call down curses, and he swore to them,
I don't know this man you're talking about.
Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken to him.
Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times.
Peter broke down and wept.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin, made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked,
Are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so.
The chief priests accused Jesus of many things. So again, Pilate asked him,
Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of.
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barnabas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. So Pilate asked the crowd,
Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?
For Pilate knew it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. Then Pilate asked the crowd about Jesus.
What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?
They shouted,
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Why? What crime has he committed?
No, they shouted all the louder.
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to shout,
Hail, King of the Jews!
Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself."
In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves and said,
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe."
Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing near heard this, they said,
"Listen, he's calling Elijah."
Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, and put it on a staff, and offered it for Jesus to drink, saying,
"Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last, saying,
"It is finished."
Then the curtain of the temple was torn in 2, from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said,
"Surely this man is the Son of God."
Me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. Rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its sins before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. Beyond the river. cross I watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river.
We continue by confessing together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our worship continues as we receive our afternoon offering.
Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had walked by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had walked by himself. We must walk this lonesome valley. We have to walk it by ourselves. Oh, nobody else can walk it for us. We have to walk it by ourselves. Now John may say he was a Baptist, while others say he was a Jew. But the Holy Bible plainly tells you, oh, that he was preacher too. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. Yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna go there for you. And you gotta go there by yourself.
In preparation for our prayers this day, we hear and are reminded of these words from the Isaiah 53rd chapter. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, talents, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that needs your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy. New to our prayer list this day is Kathy Fogg, Audie Murtaugh, Alice Bedney, Walter Hemlick, and the families and friends of Carlos Olson, John Wahlberg, Carol Shelton, and Bruce Hawking. Leaving this prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Joyce Greenlee. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list and for all those we know to be in special need of your care and your compassion. We take this moment now to silently pray, to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy, empower us, O God, to walk with Jesus Christ in this journey of Holy Week. By your strength, may we not deny Jesus as Peter did, but seek the love of Christ and be bold in our journey to the cross. May we invite the dying and rising of Jesus into our hearts. Be willing to be formed by our most profound aspects of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we lift those who grow weary under the weight of their brokenness and pain. Take their burden and restore them to health and strengthen them in spirit. May you use us to offer care to those whose lives are heavy with illness, pain, or despair. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, who gave his only Son that we might find life and live it abundantly, awaken in us the humility to serve wherever creation is broken and in need. By your Spirit, call us into the world as a holy people, dying to the things which separate us from your love, and being raised with the abundance and joy of hope and peace. Lord, in your mercy. God be with us as together we continue to join our voices together as we pray the prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We hope this service was a blessing to you as we begin a journey of Holy Week. We invite you this week to join us on Thursday as we have our Monday-Thursday celebration at noon and at 7 p.m. The choirs will be helping us lead that service. We'll also be celebrating Holy Communion at that service. So that's on Thursday at noon or 7 p.m. On Good Friday, we will be having a service at noon, at 3, and at 7. The noon and the 7 one will be featuring our choirs. The 3 o'clock will be featuring our country trio. Again, there we will hear the last words of Jesus from the cross as we experience his great pain and anguish that night, but as we look forward to the reality of Easter. And then we invite you on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to come and join with us at our normal times, 3 and 5, 8, 9:30, and 11 on Sunday, to celebrate together the fact that the tomb is empty, life is being restored, and we can lift our voices once again with shouts of Alleluia, for he has risen, he is alive. And so we too can experience that same power in our lives. So we invite you to join us, if you're able, both here in sanctuary and online. I invite you also to pick one of these flyers up. They are throughout the building, so you know what's happening this week or not happening this week. Because of Holy Week, the schedule has changed a little bit, so you make sure that you know what is happening or not happening this week inside the building. Receive now the blessing of God this day. As you go from here, remember that you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Trust in God and love one another deeply. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our sending song.
Was it for crime that I have done? He groaned upon that tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Will might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature of sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Of grief can never repay the depths of love I hold. Here, Lord, I give myself to you, is all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day.
Go in peace. We are the body of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.